I wanted to have an opportunity to have everybody visit with Ron. He's been through a lot that he doesn't tell. He knows he's lost face. And it's very hard for any of you in here to keep saying, well, yes, but, and no, I don't know. Mike's faced with the same problem. Well, it's just the way it has to be. And we have to accept it. And we can stew and fret about it. And yes, you do have to continue to do the best you can in the interim. It's going to happen. And I'm going to pull off of spiritualism and everything so that I get this on the tape. The one thing that you can know is happening is massive amounts of gold have been transferred. You're due to get out of that quite a bit. Will it happen? Yes, if we manage it properly. But there are a lot out there trying to make sure that doesn't happen. And be glad you're not in those negotiations. Believe me, be glad. It's better to wait. But things are getting sorted out, and I believe that Mike will attest to this. Various ones who would have the whole hog are really being sorted out, and they're doing it to themselves. When a man decides, number one, he's going to have it all, he will not. That's number one, not when he's playing in my game. Number two, when he decides he's going to lose it all, he will. I don't care whose game he's playing in. He will work at it until he does lose. Don't do that. Do not turn off your acceptance or your minds to the point that you make sure you do not have it because we need it. Doubts are reasonable. And what happens is the embarrassment of time after time after time, you get ready and it doesn't happen. I know that. This is not some lesson for you to learn. This is just the way it is happening. The gold is here. I'm sorry that I did let him go because I wanted to ask him to reaffirm two or three things. One, gold is going to go. It is already set to jump to $1,200 an ounce. We are hoping to get funding in here so that we can get it, you know, a bunch of it. Several million dollars anyway run through the gold system, because it could very well hit 400 by Monday. You see, they're going to try to hold this market, and they're going to try to hold this gold. But there are gold certificates against some of this gold. And they're going to try to hold it at 1,200. They're going to try to freeze it, however. If it jumps on up, they plan to freeze it, at least in the interim, at 2,000. I expect it to go to 5. Because there is so much outstanding that they haven't even calculated, and some will not bargain. And you're going to have to put the entire world, basically, on the same standard, because it's already planned for one world currency. Well, if too much gold floods the market, it becomes of no value, do you see? This is a massive, massive task. Even for this New World Order, man, when you've got the brains of a Clinton. No wonder all he does is go to ball games and things. He is unsuited for anything else. He is the front while all of them do the work. And then you've got one side trying to tear it down and the other side trying to say, oh God, what are we going to do? They're going to have a one world order one way or another, you see. Is that some mandate that says you can't have some of it if you play in their system? I mean, we provided the damn gold. Well, take it. Take the reward for it. Don't turn me down. I hear you, Rick. Been trying to get him to the bank for 2 months. And part of it, he's terrified in his own way. If he comes through, will we dump him? No, but you see, you're each the same. And you have your own doubts. And I wouldn't have you in the mission otherwise. We are not little lollipop goody two-shoes. We have a massive mission to be accomplished. And yet, for our own little part, we are just about there. Our thrust was to get the word out. It's so much of it's written. There's so much more to come. We've just tattled on everybody up to now. But it's also the proof. You see, when ones don't know, And here is my, you know, this will be Leon and George and everyone. Well, you don't even tell anything new. My goodness, I certainly hope not. Number one, there isn't anything new. And number two, why would I ever jeopardize anybody when somebody else already knows it? And you can go get a document and prove it. Why would you take something out of the blue if you've got documentation? And what would I be as a teacher not to select those parts that are truth? Because you don't have time to go read the myriads and myriads of documents. And we try to make it as outlandish as we can. Do you really think Dorma could handle all of these subjects? And do you really think she would go and choose the exact right passage out of a 1,000-page book to use as confirmation? This lady can't even water her flower pots without falling in them. And I'm not being unkind. I am taking care of her. I'm trying to let everybody in this world see that each of you has talents, but nobody can do it all. And these things, these atrocities, will begin to melt away. On the meanwhile, you've got to have whatever is the going thing. If it's an attorney, you're going to have one, aren't you? I am so sick and tired of George Green writing everybody, and now Leon, everybody's using my money. How much money do you think Leon put in? It may have been a lot, but my God in heaven, how long have you managed here? And if George just gave back the money he has, you can pay off everybody who wanted theirs. But there's no reasoning going on. And now they want to shut you down, not only while he still has the money, but before gold starts its incline. That is the enemy, my friends, at work. And yet, look what you have learned. that you could not have learned anywhere else under the sun, except through experience. And now I'm going to get off this line. Right after I say, I want John Schrafer out. This has gone on absolutely too long. I want him out. They are holding him in there so that he cannot be called to testify, so that George Green can keep his damn gold. Now I want him out so that he can have his vitamins and he can get himself mentally clear enough to be in there testifying. Does anybody have a question to ask me?
Yes. We must have a dozen.
I do.
First, I just wanted to say thank you, Father, and happy Father's Day. And secondly, there was a line in one of the recent papers about 9 years ago Ronald Reagan surrendered the United States, and I wondered if you would speak a little bit about that.
Well, you're out. You're outmanned. You're outpowered. There wasn't any alternative. You've, number one, you sold your nation when you got the Federal Reserve. You're bankrupt. You owe everybody. And they're foreclosing on you. And the Russians just simply have enough power that you literally made an agreement. And they told you how it would be, or you were going to be blown away then. It wasn't going to be a Cold War. It was going to be a very hot war. And the facts are that he did surrender. Part of his agreement was to demilitarize the United States. And you will see that that has happened. And your grain has been shipped out. You literally have been an incapacitated nation for years now. You're going to find that Ronald Reagan, you see, I would back up just a little bit and tell you that one's in trouble in the intelligence services. Most of them knew too much. And when they knew too much, it was about Ronald Reagan. This is one of the reasons that Gunter Russbacher was incarcerated and still is. This has been a major, major issue with Ron Jackson. So I go ahead and I tell everything to get it off their necks. But I'm not going to tell too much either, because I don't want this to continue to be hung up on such a stupid issue. And I wanted to present it in such a way that it's relieved from them, because it's just absolute knowledge out there. And part of it is the Monarch Project. Well, there are two or three things. Ronald Reagan went farther than that. He utilized forces for personal vendettas or personal wishes. And he literally had persons killed to get him out of his way. This is sweet old Teflon Reagan. He also was a major participant in the NAFTA arrangements, pre-arrangements, using Monarch operatives, women. And these deals, you know, as they would be accomplished. And he and Cheney were in the room at the same time with one of these little Monarch butterflies that had been down to Mexico. And came back, and they told her right there, well, it was nice of you, now you're a dead woman. This one was smuggled out then and brought into security, and I'm not going to name names. It is not the one that Ron spoke of. So don't jump to that conclusion. It has nothing to do with that. although, Rick, tell us who the child was, the girl child.
She has it right here. Charles Percy,
his daughter.
How do you like that? A man groomed to run for president of the United States so abused his daughter he was going to have her killed. And that is the one that Ron Jackson smuggled out. She'll come around one of these days to tell. But a lot of the problem, you see, is still revolving around Ronald Reagan and all of those things that took place in Iran-Contra, October surprise, all of this stuff. It was such that Bush was the strong arm. I mean, after all, he was in the CIA. But you're going to see a lot of these factions splitting up and a stronger force coming in. But even then, it's going to be operated from offshore. So you're not going to be able to just say, well, I'm going to take the United States, pardon me, back again. It's not that simple anymore. But there is no reason that as these things make their turnover, that you cannot reclaim your government. Because it is a better way. They plan to put you, as you object to the sign, or the beast, or the mark, or whatever you want to call, as you come back against them, they plan to put you in those concentration camps, and then they're going to show you the sign, and then you can go, you see. Don't be foolish. Get informed. Get informed to the hip, to the maximum of your capability. Don't say, well, I'm not going to read that because, you know. Read it if you can. You're going to find that O.J. Simpson has been a member of the CIA since high school. What just happened is the greatest atrocity. But a lot of people are going to get caught up in these sorts of things. And these are totally mind control or out of control or whatever you want to call it. This is going to become the normal for your society.
Why are they taking him out, Commander?
I can't discuss this. I won't even suggest that he did not do it. Or that he did do it. I'm going to be the chief of police and say, let it unfold. But he has abused. And boy, he set himself up. Neither do you cross the big boys. And he has recently done that. Do we have time for another question or two?
Yes.
I want to thank you for the truth, Commander, and Dharma and all your crew here. We really appreciate it. I wanted to know if there's a timing for all of us to break down the veil and come into the knowing. Will we do it all together? Those that who are awake enough, or will it happen on an individual basis?
I would imagine that the final true understanding of what's going on will be pretty massive. Each of you are going to have to come into more recognition as your job unfolds, as you see your place. And it won't even look like that then to you. You'll just evolve into something, and it'll feel right. You're already awakening greatly into the truth of it, to recognize the truth of it. To thank me for bringing you truth, you see, indicates that you at least believe this is truth. Well, I give you a pretty heavy dose of stuff to believe. And others are not believing it, you see, when you try to reach through to them. And that has been an unfolding. You would not be able to believe it either, from there to here. But you did reach far enough across that abyss that says that is the most unreasonable stuff I've ever heard, to at least listen. So you ones are a long, long way down the trail. And that's why it is so painful to look, and you are so overwhelmed at where in the world do I start? You see, I have to watch Dharma. She's never read the books. She had never even seen the copyright page. And there are piles of them around, you know, stacks and stacks and books all around. You're all going to be there at exactly the right time. That's all I can really promise you. Just hold to your faith. Not blindly. In wisdom and reason. God will prove himself. And truth will stand. And infinity is a long time. Any other? You see, I promise each meeting we won't make this one long. And then ones of you come from so far and so sharing that I feel like staying all night.
I just have a question about the gold situation, and if the United States is going back to a gold standard as far as the paper and coin currency, if there is an increase in the cost or the price of gold, this would create an inflation. And if you are counting on currency as opposed to the commodity of gold, then there's a problem as far as being able to afford things. Other people in the United States, even the world. Can you explain how you're going to work around that, or what kind of plan you might have dealing with that situation?
Are you talking about for our own mission, or what?
Well, just that as well as in general. It's my understanding, at least tentatively, that the United States plans to going back to the gold standard, which means that the currency is backed by gold, which would set a standard for the price of gold.
Well, they're trying to set a price that will allow for, you know, that value of the amount of known gold, plus what is unknown to all of you but known to the elite, and bring that into circulation or to the forefront so that you can literally have the backing against money. And then they'll try to set that currency on that value and then freeze it. They'll try to hold it there. So that basically you should not. There is a good possibility right now to bring everything pretty much back into stability without inflation. If that happens, that's wonderful. Whether or not that can be pulled off is really iffy.
Okay.
Because you do have, you know, you do have the bankers and everyone dabbling in it.
Right. Idealistically, if that were the case, then wouldn't the government then also have control over who owns the gold? In other words, only the government would own gold, and the public could no longer own gold like before, when before it changed in the 60s.
Not unless it's accounted for.
Okay. Thank you.
And there is always that possibility that they will confiscate it. On the other hand, they will want to confiscate gold for a need of some kind, an emergency. They will want to come up with a reason. And first of all, they would want to buy it back from you to keep it legitimate. And that would be some value across for whatever you may hold. And of course, then they will allow you to have your jewelry and your other things. It's a massive job to restructure this. Massive, but they've been at it for a long time. They didn't think they had to have the gold. You see, this was the problem. They thought they could just shyster you again. And so gold presented itself. Oh, my goodness. It's been interesting. I do wish you could see from this side. And it's just too early in the game to tattle about it. It's been interesting. And whether or not they can pull it off is still iffy. But you see, they have already made their bargain, and they've already taken so much of it that they're going to have to meet some of these other commitments, or it's not going to work well. There's one thing they don't want worse than they want, and that's war with me.